Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Go
Loud! You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy from our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Port Marnock. Now, we want to give a big shout out to our show sponsors, Pure Water Window Cleaning. They're a long-established professional window cleaning company, and they guarantee a high-quality service throughout Dublin to both residential and commercial properties. And here is the really good news for Opinions Matter listeners. If you ring the lads on 086-337-3399 and ask for a free quote, they will give you a 20% discount, which is very decent, isn't it?
Yes, they will. So just ring them at that number, 086-337-3399. Mention Opinions Matter, you get 20% off. And can I tell you now, we are in window cleaning season.
We certainly are.
Because the winter is over, the dark evenings are over, the bright evenings are here, the sun is shining through your windows, and you want them clean and sparkly. And these lads are the guys to make it happen.
They and the best part of this is they will give you a 20% discount just for mentioning Opinions Matter. So call the lads if you need your windows cleaned. They will come to you anywhere in Dublin. All you have to do is WhatsApp them on 086-337-3399. 086-337-3399. Use the promo code OPINIONS and you'll get a 20% discount. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Yesterday, whilst bringing my kids bowling in Talla Leisureplex, my car that was parked up in the car park was hit by a drunk driver and a driver on drugs at 2:30 yesterday. Sarah, that's how your message to us started. 2:30 yesterday afternoon, tell me exactly what happened.
Hey, so yesterday I decided to bring the kids bowling. So we got in the car, went down, went in bowling, came out, and my car was hit along with two other cars and a minibus. So
okay, and all hit by the one car?
Yeah, yeah. So there was a chap that must work in Leisureplex, and he was on top of the building. And he said, "Is that your car?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "There's a minibus gone to chase after the car." Like, so I ran up, and the girl's car was parked there along with the minibus, and the chap had the keys. And I was like, "What's going on?" And when I looked, I was like, "I can't believe this. I just can't believe this." Like, she was drunk. Like,
so you caught up with this woman. She was drunk. You say she was on drugs as well. Do you know that for a fact?
Not for a fact, but I've seen people on drugs before, and it definitely looked like.
Okay, so she was absolutely out of it, basically.
Yeah.
So she crashed into. This was outside the Leisureplex in Talla. She crashed into your car, another car, and a minibus. The minibus went and chased after her and caught her, obviously. And she was full of all sorts of sob stories.
Yeah, just, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I wanted to go, like, get my two kids. I'm like, can you not just get in a taxi? Get in a taxi and go down and get your kids. Like, my two kids have to get into that car. I said, I have to bring my two kids around. The minibus driver, it was only after dropping off kids to the Leisureplex. So I'm like, what if them kids is only after getting out of that minibus and that kid that's getting in a car? Like, it could have been worse.
Yes, it could have been worse by the sounds of it. Okay, so your car was very badly damaged. Now, the part of the story that's even worse is that you rang the Gardaí to ask them to attend to the scene of an accident.
Yeah, I rang three times. The minibus driver, he rang, I'd say, more than three times. And on the phone, I was told three times that they had no cars available and they wouldn't know when there was a car available, that we'll just have to wait. And we waited 3 hours.
Even though I assume somebody explained on the phone that this woman was very drunk or very out of it, had slammed into a number of different cars and a minibus, and she was still there and was being held, and still the guards didn't turn up.
No, no. Then that was a few times she tried to leave. And then there was another woman that witnessed, she stayed there. There was two people from Iceland, they stayed there. And still nothing. I was like, this girl is going to walk off now. And they were like, there's nothing we can do. We have no cars available. But she did stay there for 2 hours. She stood there just telling us how sorry she was, and she was crying. And but I'm like, after 2 hours, she said, I have to go up and get my phone. I'll be back in a minute. But sure, there's nothing you can do. You can't.
No, you don't have the power to physically restrain her. So she said after 2 hours, now let's put this in context, she's waiting with you for 2 hours for the guards to come and deal with her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And after 2 hours, and you were kind of powerless to do anything, she said she lived in a nearby apartment and she wanted to go and get her mobile phone. Is that what she claimed?
Yeah, and said she'd be back.
And she never showed up again?
No, no.
So the guards eventually arrived at what time?
I'd say about 20 past five, half five, they came.
So that's 3 hours after this incident?
Yeah.
From what I know, the Leisureplex in Tala is only a stone's throw away from the Garda station.
They could have walked over.
Yeah. So they didn't even need a car. They could have walked over. You waited 3 hours for the guards to come. And then what did the guards say when they eventually turned up after 3 hours?
Nothing. They actually said nothing. I just said, what do I do now with my car? There was no tax. There was no insurance. The girl had no driver's license. So there was nothing. I said, so what do I do now? So we said, there's a name, for an insurance place that you can claim off when people have no car insurance. He said, you can go and do that. He said, but it takes roughly 2 to 3 years.
And that's through the Insurance Bureau of Ireland. And and that's what they advise us to do. But the point being that this particular woman was there for 2 hours and voluntarily stayed for the 2 hours. Now, I'd get pissed off and fed up after 2 hours, to be honest. After 2 hours, she made her excuses. She vanished. She said she'd be back in a minute, but she never came back. And all of the rest of you are left standing there with guards saying, sorry for your troubles, basically.
Yeah. Basically, either go through your insurance or pay for yourself.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
How are you feeling about this? Like I said, you sent us the message very late last night.
I couldn't sleep. I actually couldn't sleep thinking about it. I was like, what do I do? I work full time. I have two kids. I pay for my car, pay for diesel, pay for tax, pay for everything. And even with the prices going up, and I still have to pay for something I did not do.
And how much is the damage roughly to your car?
About 3,000.
About 3 grand. Okay. And what sort of damage was done to the minibus and the other car?
I didn't see the other car just drove off. I came out after it all had happened. So the whole side of the minibus, that was damaged as well.
Okay, so significant damage done to the minibus as well.
Yes.
So you're left standing there with the minibus driver after the guards have gone, kind of looking at each other saying, God, what do we do now?
Yeah, I have no words. I really haven't. I honestly no words, because it's just crap, really.
Obviously, you're annoyed at this woman getting in behind the wheel of a car, pissed or stoned or on drugs or whatever the hell was wrong with her, to go and drive, and then being in such a state that she slammed into cars and minibuses, and then to actually catch her, hold her, and wait for 2 hours for the guards to not turn up. She disappears. 3 hours later, the guards turn up and they say there's nothing we can do, even though had they arrived while that woman was still there, the guards would have been able to charge her with driving without insurance, with leaving the scene of an accident, all of that.
Absolutely. It would have been charged for drink driving, maybe drug driving, no tax, no insurance, no driver's license, nothing. So she would have got done and everything. But now I just feel like I should have left. When that girl left, I should have just left, because what was the point in waiting there for the girl?
Yeah, because they could do absolutely nothing for you.
No, absolutely nothing.
So who are you most annoyed at, let me ask you, Sarah? Are you most annoyed with the guards? Well, obviously you're annoyed with the woman for doing it in the first place, but it's the way it was dealt with by the guards. So we're talking about a Tuesday afternoon between 2:30 and about 5:30. I wouldn't have thought that the guards in Tala are completely rushed off their feet at that time on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I definitely didn't think it myself now until I rang. I had to keep ringing and keep ringing and keep ringing. At the end of it, I rang and I said, I'm down here on my own and I'm terrified. I don't know if someone's going to come back, but I'm just standing here.
That is absolutely...
I had to say something. Yeah.
That is absolutely outrageous. It really is. So you're now faced with a $3,000 bill to repair your car and then applying to the insurance bureau to get the money back. And the guards even told you, and I know people have gone through the insurance bureau, it can take years to get your claim. And by the way, when you pay for your insurance, which you do, you pay a levy which covers non-insured drivers, basically. So you're actually paying for it in the long run, believe it or not. But you could have to wait a couple of years before you ever see that $3,000 again.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
And what will you do? How will you get the car fixed?
This has happened to me before. Someone has done this, like reversed into my driver's door, and I went through my insurance until the claim was settled. And when my insurance is up for renewal, it skyrockets.
Mm.
So I won't do it again. It's really not worth it. Like, I'd rather just, I'd have to find the money from somewhere. I'll have to borrow the money to get my car fixed.
And then put in a claim against the insurance bureau and hope that you get the money back.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed.
And that shouldn't affect your insurance because you're not claiming off your insurance.
No, it shouldn't. And I don't want to go down that road because, like I said, I've been down there before and I just won't do it again because it's not worth it.
Okay, two questions for you. What is your message to that lady? Because this podcast is going to be shared widely today, because it's disgraceful that this woman did this damage to your cars. What sort of a car was she driving?
It was a Hyundai kind of jeepy car.
Okay. Firstly, what's the message you want to send to her? Because I have no doubt she is going to hear this podcast.
It's not all she has to think about with people on the road. It's kids. She's in a place that's full of kids. There could be kids running out on the road. She could have killed somebody. She could have killed one of my kids.
And then,
I just don't know what she was thinking.
And then, what is your message to the Gardaí in Tala, one of the biggest Garda stations in the whole of Dublin? On a Tuesday afternoon, they couldn't even have two guards sprint around the corner. What is your message to the guards in Tala?
I have no words for them. I just don't have any words, because what's the point in saying something? Because they obviously don't listen. Do you know, more than six times yesterday we rang. So someone has to be shot or stabbed or just get someone out.
It is disgraceful, I have to say. Sarah, like I said, this story needs to be spread far and wide. The guards in Tala need to be aware of the fact that for 3 hours people were waiting for the guards to arrive yesterday. As a matter of interest, you didn't get a number for the woman who crashed into you or any details of her at all, did you not?
I got her name. She said take down her number, but to be honest, which I was so mad yesterday, so mad. Like she said, she was like, I'll pay for your car to get fixed. And I said, hold on a second. I said, why didn't you just jump in a taxi and go and get your kid instead of getting in your car? She said, I haven't got the money. I said, and you're trying to tell me you're going to pay for my car? So I didn't even bother taking her phone number.
But you did get her name, did you?
I got her name, yeah.
And did you give that name to the guards?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So at least they've something to work on. But anyway, yeah. I'm really sorry to hear that that has happened. Not just to you, but to the other car driver, the other minibus driver. And yeah. as you said, that minibus driver had just dropped off a busload of kids at the Leisureplex just minutes before. And those kids could have been mown out of it.
Yeah. Oh, anybody could have been hit. But that Leisureplex is for kids. Like, there's a little soft play area in there that's for toddlers that could have been walking with their parents walking in there, and they could have been hit. Like, it's the more I think about it, the more scary I get.
Well, Sarah, I really appreciate you sharing your story with us. And as I said, you can share the podcast and get your friends to share it so that others can be aware of this story. It is disgraceful that has happened to you. It's disgraceful that the guards never showed up. It's disgraceful that you're going to have to wait so long to get an insurance claim sorted out. And like I said, I really appreciate you talking to us on Opinions Matter.
Thanks a million.
All right,
thank
Sarah.
You.
Thanks very much indeed. There you go. That's a shocking story. It really is.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.